those two Madison waitresses who received a $4,000 tip when the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County donors all gathered together. There was about 20 of them being served by these two waitresses.
Amazing.
Yes. And my friend Jenny was actually part of that experience. And I just love how the 20 of them all gathered together at that waitress and her best friend, also a waitress at Parkway Family Restaurant. Jenny, the board chair of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. Hi, Jenny. We love this story so much.
Yeah, but it gets better.
Oh,
whoa.
At least in my opinion, it gets better. So then we give this amazing tip. We help these two families, and we still had about 300 left over. So we were like, oh, well, we'll figure it. We'll find another family to help out with this. As we were leaving the restaurant, the social worker who had connected us with these two families, she said, you guys, I've got this mom sitting over in this booth having breakfast with her daughter. She used to be a member of the Boys and Girls Club. Her name's Ebony, and she's with her two-year-old daughter, Riley. They have been living out of their car. Last night, they slept in their car in the Walmart parking lot. And I was like, well, that's not right. You know, maybe we could use the money to get her a hotel room. But
yeah.
You know, that's not going to do much. So I said, I will. And then the social worker said, well, I know of this apartment where the rent is $800 a month. And I said, well, I think I can raise that. I think, you know, if we go out and we ask people, we tell this story, we should be able to get that amount raised. If we don't, I will cover it. So this was like at 2:30. At 3 o'clock, I had to be at church. At 2:40, I sent out a text. So we went over and we told this mom that we were going to get her an apartment and we were going to get her set up. I just couldn't leave without doing something. She broke down in tears and she was so thankful. So at 2:45, I send out a text message to like 20 people. I go to church and I come out and I have about $3,000 raised for this mom.
Whoa!
Whoa,
I have about five people who are on their way to my house dropping off carloads of blankets, pillows, beds, toys. I had a friend who was at Target. She went grocery shopping for this family. And we took four truckloads, cleaning supplies, food, all this amazing stuff to this apartment and moved this mom in. We got her Christmas tree.
Oh, man. That's, you know.
You do that in just a couple hours. That is the true meaning of Christmas. Are you kidding me, Jenny?
Absolutely. Way to bring people together to do something for somebody else. And, you know, we hear about this. We love hearing these stories this time of year.
Yes.
We love them any time of year. And they seem more prevalent this time of year. And just when folks need them, that is absolutely amazing.
It was so cool. It was like the best Christmas Eve ever.
That's amazing.
This mom and her two-year-old were so thankful, and oh, it's just, and now I still have, Steph, if you've looked at that post on Facebook, I still have people wanting to give and do stuff, and I think we're going to be able to get this mom hopefully up on her feet and running and not be in that situation again.
That's amazing. Now, if somebody wants to donate to the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, where would they go?
They go to our website, club website, www.bgcdc.org/donate.
You know what? We're just gonna we're gonna make it easier, and we're gonna change it to we'll do donate. Donate to 608-321-1063, and boom, that website will show up right there on your phone, and you can make a donation and be a part of a great story like that.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing! Thank you guys so much.